If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
No one was applauding, I imagine, louder than Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, the crew that were in space together, just the two of them, for over 9 months.
I was reading how many times they circumvented the globe and how many miles that was. It was just insane. It would be like being stuck on a Ferris wheel. How many times can we go around?
Who's the first person that gets them on their talk show? Because I'm dying to hear what they did,
sure.
How they passed the time,
sure.
If they fought, what they ate when they came back to Earth yesterday, how long they have to decompress after they've been up in space for so long. There's so many things I want to know about these two people that I didn't even know until they were stranded in space for almost a year.
And the best part of the whole thing, besides them coming back safely, which is obviously the best part, was they were greeted by dolphins after splashdown.
Here on your screen, we can see dolphins, actually, who want to come and play with Dragon. Wow, we got a cute little pod of dolphins. It wasn't just one or two.
That's so cool.
I just love it. Although producer Jessica said to me, she's like, do you think for a split second when they looked out that window, they thought they were sharks?
That happened to me once. And your husband.
Yes.
Tammy's husband and I went on this little tiny boat, just the two of us. It only fit two of us. And we were fishing. All of a sudden, out of my peripheral, I saw a fin pop out of the water. And I thought for a second it was a shark.
We were in Puerto Vallarta.
When I say boat, I don't mean like we were above the water. We were literally on the water. I can reach down and touch water. That's how close to the water the boat was. So I was very panicky at first when I saw this, what appeared to be a shark fin pop out of the water. It turns out it was actually a pod of dolphins that put on a show for me and Kurt. We were so excited when we got back to shore because it was the most beautiful thing and intimidating thing I had ever seen because, again, you're in their home. We can smell, we can see, we can feel. We were splashed. It was awesome. I think the dolphins were showing off.
I do, too. Oh, yeah, you went to space? Look what I can do.
Look what we are. 833-287-1037. I want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Boots in the Park. We're going to have Chris Young there. We're going to have Old Dominion. We're going to have Tyler Hubbard and Palma Lee and you just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call now. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Have you ever had your dog give you a weird look if you take a toy away? Like, what are you doing with that?
I have.
Does Roger, like, come after you with it, or does he just sit there and give you the eye?
Roger doesn't like me messing with his toys unless Roger wants me to mess with his toys. When he wants to play, it's go time. When he doesn't want to play, he just wants to eat his toy, essentially, just tear it apart, then you best stay away.
Over the weekend, I decided to go through all of Sophia's toys, which, oh my God, it's just like kids, right? You have way too many. And I threw away all the ones that were kind of destroyed and tore apart. because I wanted to wash them. All these times of playing with them, using them, you know, their mouth is all over them. It's like, ugh, time to clean them. So I scooped all of them up and put them onto a towel and started walking out of the living room. And my dog, Sophia, is staring at me the whole time.
What are you doing?
What? Where are you going?
How dare you? Am I being punished? I've done nothing wrong.
I know. But when they were all done and I brought them out and I put them all over her living room bed. Yes, she has a living room bed.
Spoiled dog.
A deck bed and a bed in the bedroom. I know.
Anybody else have three beds out
there?
I know. Where do I sleep today?
I know. She's so spoiled. So spoiled. And each one has their own blankie, too, by the way. And she knows.
Of course they do.
But anyway, I brought them out and she was all excited to see them all. And a neat little trick that we have taught her, by the way, is to put away her toys.
Put it in the box. Good. Get another one. Yep, bring it. Bring it. Put it in the box. Good girl. Get another one. Get another one. Pick it up. Put it in the box. In the box. Good girl.
The video is on our socials. Tammy, I have to say it again. That is maybe the most beautiful dog I've ever seen.
Aw,
remind me how
sweet.
You got. Did you adopted her?
Yeah. No, we got her. Let's just say we rescued her from a situation where I don't think she would have been in good hands.
Well, I'm telling you, that is one gorgeous, very loved and loving dog, a credit to you guys, and a smart dog.
She's so smart.
Does she eat her toys?
Some toys she's very particular about, like she just kind of chews on them a little bit and leaves them alone. She's one of her little stuffed bears or bunnies or something she's had for a very long time. It's like her favorite.
Interesting.
And other ones she wants to tear apart right away. But the thing that I realized after teaching her how to put her toys in the toy box, when I did this on Sunday, every day since then, when I get home, she usually greets you at a door with one of her toys in her mouth that helps her stay calm. But she was getting me to follow her over to her toy box and she put it in. And I'm like, okay, good girl. And then she ran to the treat door.
Well, because she knows
like,
what she's...
See? Wow, I cleaned up my toys.
Dog.
Do I get a treat?
Meanwhile, when you've got a college graduate for a dog, I think I might have to go to dog dad counseling.
Oh.
Roger has been... I don't know what's going on with Roger. First of all, we can't have him have stuffed toys anymore because he'll tear them apart and he'll eat the stuffing and he gets sick all over my bed. He chooses the bed in which to throw up, which is so awesome of Roger. Oh. And also, he likes Sam more than me. He likes my girlfriend
likes more
than
girlfriend
he loves more. Her. I'm like, hey, bro, who adopted you?
Listen.
Who pays your vet bills?
I know.
Who feeds you? Well, now Sam feeds. She is the dog whisperer. There's not a dog that she hasn't seen that is instantly attracted to her. And Roger's like, looks at me and is like, hey, what are you standing there? Why is my dish empty?
Yeah.
But her, I mean, he worships the ground she walks
sure.
on.
Sure. She's his person now, just like in my house.
No,
Sophia.
You can't just say that.
Sophia, it's
I'm
all
his
about
person.
Kurt. It's all about Kurt. Unless he's not there, then I'm called good enough, I think is what she
That's
thinks
exactly
in her head.
That's exactly what it is for me, too.
No,
now.
Roger,
I don't want to be good enough.
Well, Roger's had a lot of changes, too, so he's going to act out. But, you know, we'll get you to the right place to help Roger out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this Saturday is Country Fest. We've been looking forward to the show for a very long time with Justin Moore and Nate Smith and Warren Ziders. I don't know how Tammy's going to contain herself.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, we love Justin, and we know what you want to do with Nate and Warren. So anyway.
You're just making stuff up now.
Oh, am I? Let's see when Nate Smith joins us at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Ashley, who's in Escondido. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Get out of there, Tammy.
Get out of there. Okay, good
All
luck.
Right. Very forceful. I like it. Ashley, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, need to let you know that all ties will be going to Tammy. Okay, Ashley?
Sounds great.
Tracy Morgan became ill at the Knicks game recently. He had to be wheeled off the court in a wheelchair. Turns out he had food poisoning. Tracy was a cast member of SNL as well as this Tina Fey series based on Fey's experiences at SNL that she created. What was it called?
Oh, my gosh. The first one out the gate. I have no idea.
Happy birthday to Philip Sweet. who celebrated his birthday yesterday. Philip is a member of what Boondocks singing country group, who also happens to be Kelsey Ballerini's team advisors on The Voice.
Oh my God. These are hard ones. Usually I get them all right.
I hear that all the time when people are live.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I do not know. I'm sorry.
Justin and Hailey Bieber were spotted hanging out with friends Sunday at Disneyland. Without going over, and within three, how many number one songs has Justin had?
10.
Megan Maroney recently played the Bluebird Cafe with this English singer-songwriter who frequently has collaborated with Taylor Swift and has hits like Shape of You and The A-Team. Who is he?
Ed Sheeran.
And finally, the two NASA astronauts who have been stranded in space returned yesterday. What was only supposed to be a week journey in June lasted close to 9 months. What does NASA stand for?
National Space Association. I'm not sure.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
I'm the worst.
Ashley, stop it. You're hardly the worst. Good Lord, go easy on yourself. What do you got going on today besides beating yourself up?
I know, that's always on the list, but I'm just going to work. I'm a personal assistant for a family in Rancho Santa Fe.
It's an interesting job. I got a lot of questions for you, but I can't do them right now.
Tell me.
Tammy, Ashley did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Tracy Morgan became ill at the Knicks game recently. He had to be wheeled off the court in a wheelchair. Turns out he had a bad case of food poisoning. Tracy was a cast member of SNL, as well as this Tina Fey series based on Fey's experiences at SNL. What's it called?
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
Actually, couldn't remember. Can you imagine getting sick at the basketball game? Ugh. Just sitting there having a good time, and all of a sudden you're like, what's going on? And then you throw up everywhere.
And that shows you just how vicious food poisoning. I'm sure that wasn't on his plan, although he did joke that the Knicks are 1-0 when he vomits on the court.
Oh, jeez.
1-0, Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to Philip Sweet, who celebrated his birthday yesterday. Philip is a member of what Boondocks singing country group, who happens to be Kelsey Ballerini's team advisors on The Voice.
Little Big Town.
Little Big Town is correct. 2-0, Tammy. Justin and Hailey Bieber were spotted hanging out with friends Sunday at Disneyland. That would have been a good brush with fame.
Yeah, oh,
right?
My God. My daughter would have died.
You would have died. Be honest. If you saw Justin Bieber, you would have died.
Sure, sure.
Without going over within three, how many number one songs has Justin Bieber had?
Five.
Within 3, 4, 6, 7. Yeah, I'm going to give that to you. I do that. It's so sad I had to do the counting. He had 8 number one songs.
Oh, man.
Stop.
I'm going to give it to you.
Pretend I didn't count.
Hey, you know what? I'll give it to you. Okay.
All right. 3-0, Tammy. Tammy, Megan Maroney recently played the Bluebird Cafe with this English singer-songwriter who frequently has collaborated with Taylor Swift and has hits like Shape of You and The A-Team. Who is he?
Ed Sheeran.
So you have to paint the picture. The Bluebird Cafe is legendary, but at the same time, it is this little tiny club in the middle of a strip mall in suburban Nashville. Can you imagine? All of a sudden, here comes Megan Maroney and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Taylor's played there before. Everybody's played there. It's legendary, but it's so unassuming. It's crazy when you go by it. Anyway, it is now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, the two NASA astronauts who have been stranded in space returned last night. What was only supposed to be a week journey in June lasted close to 9 months. What does NASA stand for?
Oh, boy. Something space agency.
Go ahead and buzz yourself.
Oh, really?
Yes. National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Administration, okay.
Ashley didn't know either. 4-1 we finished today in favor of Tammy. Ashley, I'm sorry you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you, our personal assistant.
Mm-hmm. You have a pair tickets to Boots in the Park at Waterfront Park April 5th, starring Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having so much fun this morning. I appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you, Ashley. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ashley in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's college of Hollywood knowledge.
Nate Smith is coming back to San Diego. KSON's Country Fest this Saturday, along with Justin Moore and Warren Ziders. Morgan Lee Band, too. Go to KSON.com. Get your tickets right now.
Nathaniel Smith.
What's up?
Nathaniel, when you were getting yelled at when you were a kid, did your mom go full out, like, first, middle, and last name when she yelled at you?
She absolutely did. How do you know?
Because I have a mom.
Yeah.
What? So when you were in trouble, it'd be like, what, Nathaniel Arthur Smith? What was it? What is it?
It was Nathaniel Dean. Arthur's great. I wish it was Arthur. It's Dean, but it's Nathaniel Dean Smith.
Okay.
Well, from now on, you can utilize Arthur, because that's what we make every country artist's middle name, male or female, that when they're getting yelled at, it's always Arthur in the middle.
My uncle uses Louise. He goes, Nathaniel Louise. I don't know what's worse, Arthur or Louise.
Every best of list I've seen regarding country music has your name on it, and I'm not even exaggerating.
I can't even. I mean, we just found out, too, and you guys probably are aware, but World on Fire is the number one song for radio for the year.
Knowing that you're a California kid, knowing the struggles that you had to even get your music played, why do you think it was finally your turn?
Wow, that is a great question, man.
And heavy.
No, I don't really fully know. It's heavy, too. Yeah, I mean, things just happen sometimes, you know? And I think a lot of it is, you know, I think it started with country radio. Country radio was like, look, dude, like, we're going to give you a chance here. And start playing your songs, and they took Whiskey on You all the way, multi-week, and then it was like, we did World on Fire, and that, you know, that's the number one song of the year, and it went 10 weeks. Really, it's something that we could all be proud of, because we did this together, so it's almost like, what I would say is, like, look what we built as a team, and everything else has really trickled and stemmed from that. All these ripple things that you don't really think about that you guys are doing is literally changing the lives of so many people around me. So I think, and everybody knows that, you know, and I'm happy to share. And that's the thing. I'm happy to share and have everybody have a part of the success. And I think that's a big part of it.
You get back what you give, you know, you're the recipient of that now. And when you have a song like that, World on Fire was the most played song on country radio in 2024. That song will stay on radio stations. It'll be one of those always, nope, we can always play that one. We can always play that one. And that is what is so great about that, is that you won't go away for a very long time, Nate, because of that song.
Yeah, it means I have a job for a while.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Nate Smith. Of course, he is coming to town for KSON's Country Fest. Also, Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders.
Man, how about that lineup,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yes. I've never met Warren. I'm looking forward to meeting him finally.
Nate, it's been so fun to watch you rise, and with that comes a lot of pressure on you, and you alluded to that on your social media. Well, you didn't allude to it. You flat out said it, you know, that it gets tough sometimes, and it's stuff that we struggle with too, because people don't realize the creative process, how taxing that is, number one, right? And then
totally. When
you're trying to come up with all this social media, do this, be fun, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, you're like, holy crap, because people think you're just on 24/7, and you can't be.
Yeah, it's really defeating at times, because you might be really excited about a song, and you're like, this song would touch people. I feel it in my heart and stuff, but for some crazy reason, the algorithm won't push it to the masses and stuff. So then you go, well, then, dang it, maybe it's not that good. And you kind of get in your own head about your art, which is really, it's not a natural thing.
We're with Nate Smith. Nate, I want to ask you this, pal. I'm going to go ahead and be super, super shallow. You had arguably the biggest career in country this year as far as a male solo artist. One of the biggest, if not.
Wow.
I know, but it's true, pal. And congratulations. There's a lot of work involved in that.
Man.
But that also means, you know, you're getting to wet your beak a little bit now. So I want to know, something kind of crazy stupid that you bought with your new money.
Oh, I like that question.
I bought a house. I bought a house for peace and quiet, man. It's amazing. And I've got a studio I'm putting together next to it. So, like, when I start doing my writer's retreats, I'm going to have people come out here. I've got plenty of room, and it's on a bunch of acres, and it's heaven. I never thought in a million years I'd get to own a home, man. And I've never owned a home. So this is a pretty big deal for me. I feel like I'm becoming a grown-up, and it's amazing, you know? Did I buy a Rolex? I mean, of course I did. you know,
Yes! this is what I wanted. Hang tight, man. We're going to be back. Continue our conversation with KSON's Country Fest artist, Nate Smith. Get your tickets to KSON's Country Fest at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We are continuing our time with KSON Country Fest performer Nate Smith. Get your tickets at KSON.com. Nate, earlier you mentioned that your first elaborate purchase, in your mind elaborate, was a house where you can have just you, peace and quiet. You also mentioned that you are now able to buy your own bus, just for you, one for your band. Are you a loner? Do you prefer to be just by yourself? Because you seem like a really social guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the level of socialness that you have now as an artist is a lot more than you would in regular life. You're always around people and stuff. So I do seek that out. I've got an amazing girlfriend that I've been seeing for a little bit now, and she's the person I can be around all the time, and I'm never tired of her. And she's the same. For some reason, I don't drive her nuts. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't drive her nuts. But I do need alone time, man. I really do, and this is the perfect setup for that.
This is the first time you've talked about a girlfriend, and I clearly you're keeping a lot of that private, which is fine because that's your right, and it's clearly why you didn't respond to something I sent to you.
I
want to play something for you. Hopefully this comes through.
Earlier on San Diego's Morning Show.
You're kind of crushing on Nate Smith lately, aren't you? Is he your new crush?
No, I'm not crushing on him. I just really genuinely like him as a person. It's not age appropriate for me, thank you. It's actually Nate's birthday tomorrow, and he'll be 39 years old. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Now Deb's on board. Now she's buying a ticket for that ride.
Oh. My God. It looks like she got bit by the Nate Smith love bug.
Right on, baby. Right on. I love how you own it.
Hey, you know, it's all right. It's all right, baby. We good.
I just truly, I thought you were only like 29. So that's why I'm like,
oh my God, no. Oh, heck no. Man, I've got gray in my beard. I got to use Just for Men now. You know, like. Old guy stuff.
I got to use Just
stuff.
For Men. I love
oh,
it.
I do.
Hey, Nate, do you think it's better? Seriously, do you think it's better that all this is happening for you at 39 as opposed to, say, 29?
Oh, I would self-destruct. I would have self-destructed. And I wouldn't have had the same, like, I mean, I always cared about people, but, like, I always say this, I would have made it probably more about myself and about the cool factor of, I've got a record deal, ooh, I'm this and this. And I would have probably been a little more ego-y maybe at that age.
That totally makes sense, Nate, because you're in a much more, well, I mean, maturity, right? We just can't wait for you to come here and be a part of Country Fest. And I promise I'm not some weird stalker. I think you know that by now.
Oh, my God.
If you have to say it. If you have to say it.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Trying to convince me. Hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Welcome it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. Buy a ticket to that ride is what he's trying to say.
He's got a girlfriend, which is something I'm married for.
Yeah. Ticket to that ride. That was the quote of the century, by the way. Quote of the century.
Wow.
I can admire. There is nothing wrong with that at all.
Nate, can't wait to continue this conversation in person come Saturday. We want you to come and hang out with us on Saturday as well. We've got Warren Zeiders in the mix, Morgan Lee Band in the mix, of course, Justin Moore. Just heard Nate Smith. Get to KSON.com.
And don't forget our pre-party at Baja Rick starting at 3. You might get a chance to win backstage passes to meet Nate Smith.
And all the artists, KSON.com. Tammy and producer Jessica are forcing me to never play Piano Man on my harmonica again, at least in public. What I do in my privacy in my own home is my business, madam.
It's true.
Thank you.
Feel free to play away in your bathroom.
I beg your pardon?
It's probably better than scrolling on your phone.
Could you imagine?
So you don't have to imagine. I do it all the time. The acoustics are great in there.
I bet.
Especially our bathroom here at work. Anyway, so I'm doing this week the Piano Man farewell tour. And unlike artists that have a farewell tour like, oh, I don't know, Kiss or The Who, Brooks and Dunn, I mean it. Once I'm done, I'm done. This time I stopped by one of my favorite places in Carlsbad Village, my barbershop. Hey, Chase, what's up, pal? It's called Good Company Barbershop.
Okay.
And I wowed the crowd.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Please, calm down. Here we go. Sing along. Thank you. Seriously, stop. You're embarrassing me. Thank you.
How classic is it that dudes never stopped working?
No. They're just watching you, smiling away. I love the video. That you're entertaining them.
Really?
Yeah. You can see the video, by the way, on KSON and John and Tammy's socials.
I just can't think about these poor customers that are just getting their hair cut after a long day of work and some dope walks in with his dog. You guys mind if I play harmonica for you? Like they had a choice. They can't go anywhere.
I need to address a couple social media comments on these videos.
Go easy on me, please.
Well, no, actually, it's very nice for you. But first off, some people are mistaking the content of the videos, and John is not retiring. John is not leaving KSON. Just, okay. I need to make that clear.
Okay. Really? Are people hoping? Like, my dreams crossed. Come true. Seriously, are people actually saying that?
Yeah. So we were like, oh, I'm going to miss him when he's gone. I'm like, maybe read the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secondly.
That's nice. Thank you.
To all the people saying, no, John, please keep doing it. I love it when you do it. You don't have to live with it every single day. So I need you people to shut your mouth.
When did we get married?
I'm not being angry with you, John.
Live with it every day?
I mean, basically.
You know, somebody decides to take on an instrument and learns to play something.
I think that's
actually
wonderful.
Can actually play
Agreed.
A song that people
Applaud.
Know and
you
can
bet.
Sing along to. They uh-huh. usually don't get mocked and begged to stop for it. They're actually encouraged to go on.
Yes, you have been. For 7 years. That's the problem, honey. I'm very proud of you for taking up the challenge of learning an instrument. It's been 7 years.
We need new
music.
I mean, I would love Wagon Wheel. That was, you did that with Morgan Lee. Why can't you play that off the cuff around the office?
No problem. I want to reiterate, I am not retiring from radio. Yet, unless you all know something I don't know. And please let me know. I just moved and I really can't afford a job relocation right now. But I will take a different tour today on the Piano Man farewell tour. Thank you for even pretending to care.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
And now to Santee. Say good morning to Nathan. What's going down, Nathan?
Hey, just going to work.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. Do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hasta la vista, Tammy.
Okay. Good luck, Nathan.
Dude, you did not just imitate the Terminator.
Yeah, I had to.
Of course you did. Nathan, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than damn. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Jessica Simpson is making a return to the music scene following the news of her divorce to Eric Johnson. What boy band member was Jessica married to prior?
Nick Lachey.
Speaking of that guy, what boy band was he a part of?
98 Degrees.
Morgan Freeman is a big Bubba Wallace fan and got to give the command to start your engines recently at a race. What company is most well known for putting on over 1,500 races a year?
NASCAR.
Bruce Willis celebrates his birthday today. Bruce's dad to Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, with his first wife, who recently was nominated and won several awards this season for the lead role in The Substance. Who's the actress?
I know it. She's near Ashton Kutcher.
You're almost there, bro.
No, I know. Stacey something.
All right. Move on. Chris Evans makes his return to romantic comedies in the upcoming film The Materialists. Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal star alongside. Pascal's been nominated for a SAG, Golden Globe, and an Emmy for his role in what HBO post-apocalyptic drama series?
Gladiator.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Nathan, you mentioned you're heading out to work. What do you do, man?
I work for a major hospital. I'm trying to hide from everybody and do this contest, though.
We won't tell anyone.
Tammy, Nathan did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Nathan.
Thank you.
Jessica Simpson's making a return to the music scene following the news of her divorce to Eric Johnson. What boy band member was Jessica married to prior?
Nick Lachey.
That's right. Nathan knew that. 1-1. Speaking of him, what boy band was he a part of?
He was a part of... Oh, which one was he in? Dang it. I always confuse these two. Nick Lachey. Was he in NSYNC, 98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys? Shoot. Backstreet Boys? Dang it. I always get that one wrong.
98 Degrees.
Ah, dang it.
Nathan knew that. 2-1, Nathan. Morgan Freeman's a big Bubba Wallace fan and got to give the command to start your engines recently at a race. What company is most well known for putting on over 1,500 races a year?
NASCAR?
Yeah, NASCAR.
Okay.
Nathan knew that, so it's 3-2 Nathan. Tammy, Bruce Willis celebrates his birthday today. Bruce's dad to Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, with his first wife, who recently was nominated and won several awards this season for the lead role in The Substance. What actress?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, Nathan. Could not remember her name. Remember back in the day when Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah were considered to be ridiculous names? Remember
yes,
that? Like,
yes.
Oh, they named
now,
that.
Now they're sort of normal.
Right? Tied up at 3, and finally, Chris Evans makes his return to romantic comedies in the upcoming film The Materialists. Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal star alongside. Pascal's been nominated for a SAG, Golden Globe, and Emmy Award for his role as Joel Miller in what HBO post-apocalyptic drama series?
Oh, dang it. I know the series, but what is the name of it? The End of Us? No, that's not right.
Very close. The Last of Us.
Last of Us.
Nathan went Gladiator. Not quite post-apocalyptic, but today we finish with a tie. Unfortunately, Nathan, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize, pal.
We are going to give you a pair of tickets to Boots in the Park. It's at Waterfront Park on April 5th, and it stars Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee.
Sweet.
Nathan, enjoy that. Enjoy your day at work. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
March Madness officially got underway last night with what they're calling the NCAA First Four. Unfortunately, one of the teams to fall was our San Diego State Aztecs, just crushed by North Carolina. I mean, they were never in the game, unfortunately. But as the Aztecs season comes to an end, we begin what we've done every year on the show, and that's put our own bracket together just to prove a point that you can know everything about college basketball or even just a little bit about college basketball, and it doesn't matter when it comes to brackets because usually Jessica or Tammy beat me by picking things like favorite colors, favorite animals, or whatever just tickles their fancy this year. I'm really interested to see who you guys have winning the entire thing this year.
First of all, some of my picks were because a song came to my head when I read their name. Because I was singing Kentucky Woman. He got to know you. I was singing a little Neil Diamond when I saw Kentucky.
You've got Kentucky advancing solely on the Neil Diamond song.
Yes, all the way up to, is it called the Elite Eight?
Yes, nice job. Kentucky can make it to the Elite Eight. That's not a bad pick.
Thanks. Also, because there's St. Mary's in there, so I was born at a St. Mary's hospital, so I picked them.
My daughter was born at a St. Mary's hospital.
Yeah, I bet everywhere has a St. Mary's hospital. And obviously, I'm going to go with Wisconsin, since I was born and raised there. As a matter of fact, I have Wisconsin winning the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. But that would be huge, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I have Auburn over Florida and Wisconsin over Gonzaga because... I got in Florida and Wisconsin because Gonzaga cheese. That's what makes me think of Gonzaga, makes me think of cheese. So I know it's Gorgonzola, okay. But you
and
know.
It's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, I always say it wrong.
I do the same thing, Tam.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Jessica. How about you? What was your method?
My method this year was places I'd like to visit.
Okay. Wish list, if you will.
Yeah, a wish list, which... By the way, some of these top seed ones are places that I don't really want to go. So it made some really wild choices.
Okay.
For example, Texas Tech versus UNC Wilmington. I decided to go with UNC Wilmington. It is 44 minutes from my favorite winery in North Carolina. We have, for the first four, it's American versus Mount St. Mary. I decided to go with American because that's in D.C. And then I also took them over Duke, which is the number one seed.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
Okay. Because I would like to visit, I would really like to go to D.C. I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay.
I love the museums.
Yeah. Who do you have winning the whole thing?
So in the end, for me, it came down to U of M, University of Michigan. My whole family is from Ann Arbor, so we... None of us went to U of M, but we all root for U of M, okay? And I decided it would be them against Tennessee. Really, either of those places I could visit and visit family.
Okay.
So I was like, well, who do I want to see more?
Oh, Dolly.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think of that. I forgot about Dolly.
Tennessee.
I forgot about the Dolly factor because my dad's in Tennessee and my little brother. But then in Ann Arbor is all my aunts and uncles, my... I have...
Producer Jessica, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I don't... Oh, now they have the Dolly factor. I don't know. I put down U of M.
The DF.
I put down U of M because I was like, I can visit more family in Ann Arbor and go all around Michigan. But now the Dolly factor, I might have to change.
Okay. You'll have to do it today. You'll have to make a decision.
Okay, I'll make a decision.
A decision today.
All right. Well, I went by stupid stuff, like actual stats and analytics.
Yes, sure.
And I have Florida winning the whole thing.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So my Florida wasn't a bad pick then.
But what do I know? I just watched college basketball. I guarantee you this, I will not finish number one in this room. Good luck with your brackets. Have fun, man. March Madness gets underway officially tomorrow when we all blow off work. And I'm sorry, when we all leave early from work. I'm sorry, I mean when we all get our work done and then watch college basketball. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a... DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.